Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Masechta Chagiga Daf Test, the first parak Hakol Chayavim. The Zichu Masechta Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Yenishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Yenishmas Tamar Bas Chaim. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states: Mishol Chag Be Yom Tov Rishon Shal Chag Chogeg Is Kol Rego Be Yom Tov Achron Shal Chag. One who did not bring the Chagiga on the first Yantav of Sukkot may bring it throughout the Chag and on the last Yantav, referring to Shemini Atzeres. Rashi explains that even though Shemini Atzeres is its own Chag, the Chagiga that is brought is a Tashlumin, a compensation. The Gemara asks, what is the meaning of a Tashlumin? And Rav Yochanan says, Tashlumin L'Rishon, a compensation for the first day of the Chag. Rashi explains that the Pasuk says, also, it, which teaches that Torah is making one day the Ikar Chiyuv for bringing the Chagiga, and the other days are a compensation for the first day. But Rav Yoshia says, Tashlumin Zeh L'Zeh, each day can be a compensation for any other day. Rashi explains that there's not one day that's the Ikar Chiyuv. Rav Zera explains the nafka mina between the two opinions is, Chigar B'Yom Rishon, B'Nispashet B'Yom Sheni. One who was lame the first day and became healed on the second day. According to Rabbi Yochanan, since he was not fitting to bring it on the first day, he's not eligible to bring it on the second day. But according to Rabbi Oshia, since he's eligible to bring it on the second day, if he failed to do so, he may bring it on the next day as Tashlumi. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if the Chag passed and one did not bring the Chagiga, he can no longer bring it. And concerning this, the Pasuk states, Muvas lo yuchol iskon, vechesron lo yuchol himanos. A crooked thing cannot be straightened, and a lack cannot be counted. Barhehe said to Hillel that according to the Mishnah's explanation of the Pasuk, the word lehima nos cannot be counted, should have been lehima los, to be filled. Rather, the Pasuk's referring to zeh, shemanu chaveirav with bar mitzvah, bohu l'nimna imahen. One whose friends counted him in with themselves, with the goal of doing a mitzvah, but he would not be counted with them. Rashi explains that once the mitzvah is done, he has lost the opportunity to have done it with the group. And point number three, Barhehe said to Hillel, what's the meaning of the Pasuk that states, V'shavtim re'isim ben tzadik l'rasha ben Oved Elohim l'asho l'avadu. You will return and see the difference between a tzadik and a rasha, between one who serves Hashem and one who does not serve him. The Pasuk seems redundant. A tzadik is someone who serves Hashem, and a rasha is someone who does not. Hillel answered that the one who serves Hashem and the one who does not serve him are both tzadik and gemur, and completely righteous. Ve'en adom shon apirko me'a pamim was shon apirko me'a ve'echad. But there's no comparison between one who reviews his warning 100 times to one who reviews his warning 101 times. Rashi explains that the latter serves Hashem more. When Barhehe asks Hillel, Mishum chad zimne kari le'i la'avadu, because he didn't review one more time, he's called one who did not serve Hashem? Hillel answered, yes. Say lamad mishuk shel chamar, and go and learn from the shuk of donkey drivers, asar parsi bezuza, chad asar parsi betray zuzi. A standard trip of 10 parses costs 1 zuz, but a trip of 11 parses costs 2 zuzim. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Mishol Chag B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Chogeg Is Kol Rego, B'Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. One who did not bring the Chagiga on the first Yantav of Sukkot may bring it throughout the Chag, and on the last Yantav, referring to Shemini Atzeres. Rashi explains that even though Shemini Atzeres is its own Chag, the Chagiga that is brought is a Tashlumim, a compensation. The Gemara asks, what's the meaning of Tashlumim? And Rav Yochanan says it means Tashlumim L'Rishon, a compensation for the first day of the Chag. Rashi explains that the Pasuk says, also it, which teaches that the Torah is making one day the Ikar Chiyuv for bringing the Chagiga, and the other days are a compensation for the first day. But Rabbi Oshia says, Tashlumim Zeh L'Zeh, each day can be a compensation for any other day. Rashi explains that there's not one day that's the Ikar Chiyuv. Rabbi Zera explains the nafka mina between the two opinions is, Chigar B'Yom Rishon V'Nispashet B'Yom Sheni. One who was lame the first day and became healed on the second day. According to Rabbi Yochanan, since he was not fitting to bring it on the first day, he's not eligible to bring it on the second day. But according to Rabbi Oshia, since he is eligible to bring it on the second day, if he failed to do so, he may bring it on the next day as Tashlumi. Point number two, the Mishnah had taught that if the Chag passed and one did not bring the Chagiga, he can no longer bring it. And concerning this, the Pasuk states, Muvas lo yuchol iskon v'chesron lo yuchol imanos. A crooked thing cannot be straightened, and a lack cannot be counted. Barhehe said to Hillel that according to the Mishnah's explanation of the Pasuk, the words lehimanos cannot be counted, should have been lehimalos, to be filled. Rather, the Pasuk's referring to zeh shemanu chaveirav v'dvar mitzvah b'hu nimna imahem. One whose friends counted him in with themselves with the goal of doing a mitzvah, but he would not be counted with them. Rashi explains that once the mitzvah is done, he has lost the opportunity to have done it with the group. And point number three, Barhehe said to Hillel, what's the meaning of the Pasuk that states, V'shavtim re'isim ben tzadik l'rasha ben Oved Elohim l'asher l'avadu. You will return and see the difference between a tzadik and a rasha, between one who serves Hashem and one who does not serve him. The Pasuk seems redundant. A tzadik is someone who serves Hashem, and a rasha is someone who does not. He'll answer that the one who serves Hashem and the one who does not serve him are both tzaddik and gemur, completely righteous. But there's no comparison between one who reviews his warning 100 times to one who reviews his warning 101 times. Rashi explains that the latter serves Hashem more. When Bar Hehe asked Hillel, Mishum chad zimna kari lei lo avadu, because he didn't review one more time, he's called one who did not serve Hashem? Hillel answered, yes. Say lamad mishuk shel chamar, and go and learn from the shuk of donkey drivers, asar parsi bezuza, chad asar parsi betray zuzi. A standard trip of 10 parses costs 1 zuz, but a trip of 11 parses costs 2 zuzi. All right, so now we go to a simmer daf test, and our standard simmon is a teapot, because teapot starts with a t sound, and a test sort of looks like a teapot. So here goes. The lady who showed up a day late for the tea party and tried to compensate for missing it was heavily rebuked by the hostess, who showed her a picture of the ladies who came, whom she could not be counted with, and handed her a sheet with instructions to review the next invitation 101 times. Once again, in slow motion. The lady who showed up a day late for the tea party, that must be run off Tess. The lady who showed up a day late for the tea party and tried to compensate for missing it, which reminds us we have machlokes on the meaning of bringing a carbon chagiga as tashlumim. Yochanan says it means tashlumim rishon is a compensation for the first day of the chag, but Raboshia says it's tashlumim zeh lazeh. Each day can be a compensation for any other day. The nafkamina between the two opinions is chiga b'yom rishon nispash b'yom sheni. One who was lame the first day and became healed on the second day. According to Rabbi Yochanan, since he was not fitting to bring it on the first day, he's not eligible to bring it on the second day. But according to Rabbi Hoshea, since he is eligible to bring it on the second day, if he failed to do so, he may bring it on the next day as tashlumin. So the lady who showed up a day late for the tea party and tried to compensate for missing it was heavily rebuked by the hostess, who showed her a picture of the ladies who came, whom she could not be counted with. Which reminds us, the pasuk says, "Muvas lo yochol iskon, the chesron lo yochol imanos," a crooked thing cannot be straightened, and a lack cannot be counted, which is referring to one whose friends counted him in with themselves with the goal of doing a mitzvah, but he's not counted with them. Rashi explains that once the mitzvah is done, he has lost the opportunity to have done it with the group. So the lady who showed up a day late for the tea party and tried to compensate for missing it was heavily rebuked by the hostess, who showed her a picture of the ladies who came, whom she could not be counted with, and handed her a sheet with instructions to review the next invitation 101 times. Which reminds us, the difference between one who serves Hashem and one who does not is one who reviews his warning 101 times versus one who only reviews it 100 times. This is likened to a donkey driver, where a standard trip of 10 parses costs 1 zuz, but a trip of 11 parses costs 2 zuzi. So once again, the lady who showed up a day late for the tea party and tried to compensate for missing it was heavily rebuked by the hostess, who showed her a picture of the ladies who came, whom she could not be counted with, and handed her a sheet with instructions to review the next invitation 101 times. All right, now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf hay, so the simmer daf hay is hay, or a haystack. So here goes. When the farmer tripped over a bale of hay, that must be more on daf hay. When the farmer tripped over a bale of hay and was suddenly taken by the Malach HaMavis before his time, which reminds us, the Malach HaMavis can take someone before his time, and Rabbi asks, but it's written, Dor Holech, Dor Bab, a generation goes and a generation comes, which implies that each generation has its time before it's replaced. The Malach HaMavis explained that he takes the Neshamas along with them, which means that they roam the world with him until they have completed the generation, and only then are they delivered to Duma, who's the Malach that's the keeper of the dead. When asked what the Malach does with the person's remaining years, he answered that if there's a young rabbinical student that's a forgiving person, the years are added onto his life. So when the farmer tripped over a bale of hay and was suddenly taken by the Malach HaMavis before his time, he was forced to listen to a recording of every conversation he ever had, which reminds us, the pasuk says, Ki hine yotze harim uvara ruach umagid la'adam masichu. Behold, he forms mountains and creates winds, and he recounts to a person what were his words. Rabbi Ila said, Evid shirabu magid la'masichu. Takana yeshlo, an Evid whose master tells him what his words were. Is there any remedy for him? So, when the farmer tripped over a bale of hay and was suddenly taken by the Malach HaMavis before his time, he was forced to listen to a recording of every conversation he ever had, and heard weeping for all the times he could have learned Torah, but had not. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa, Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo Cholen B'chol Yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu weeps for three types of people every day. Of she'esher lasuk b'tor ve'eno osik, over one who's able to be involved in learning Torah but does not. Of she'efsher lasuk b'tor ve'osik, and over one who's not able to be involved in learning Torah but does. Of parnas ha'mitzgal ha'tzibur, and over a community leader who behaves arrogantly towards the community. Dav vav, so the simmer dav vav is a sword. So here goes. The blind and lame sons who are busy having a toy sword fight, that must be more on dav vav. The blind and lame sons were busy having a toy sword fight, since they were not being mechanech in the mitzvah of re'iyah, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon asks, what's the din according to Beis Shammai for a katan chiger, a lame child who will heal, and what's the din according to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding a katan who is blind, who will eventually have his vision restored, regarding the chiv to be mechanech them in the mitzvah of re'iyah? Abai answered, since an adult with these disabilities would not be chayv to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, one would not be chayv to mechanech the child to go up, even though the child will eventually be healed before becoming an adult. So the blind and lame sons were busy having a toy sword fight, since they were not being mechanech in the mitzvah of re'iyah, while their father spent the minimum shir for his re'iyah and chagiga, which reminds us, regarding the minimum shirim for the olos re'iyah and shalmei chagiga, Beis Shammai hold that the olos re'iyah has a greater minimum shir, since it's offered completely to Hashem, and there are more olos offered on Shavuos. Beis Hillel hold that the shalmei chagiga has a greater minimum shir, because the chagiga was brought before Hasinai, and the Nesim brought more shlamim than olos. So the blind and lame sons were busy having a toy sword fight, since they were not being mechanech in the mitzvah of re'iyah, while their father spent the minimum shiurim for his re'iyah and chagiga, overheard him tell the seller he wants an olos re'iyah, like the one that was offered before Har Sinai, which reminds us, initially it was thought that Rabbi Shmuel holds that it was the olos re'iyah that was brought before Matan Torah, not the olos tamid, for he holds, klaus nem Rabbi Sinai, practice bo ha'omod. The general principles of the mitzvahs were given Har Sinai, whereas the details of the mitzvahs were taught at the ha'omod. It's not tenable that if the ol was a tummy, that it was commanded by a Kodesh Baruch Hu for all generations, originally without hefshet b'nituach, skinning and dismemberment, and only later required hefshet b'nituach, which were taught at the ol moed. The Gemara concludes that just as Rabbi Yossi Agli holds that it was the tummy that was offered before Matan Torah, and only afterwards it required hefshet b'nituach, so too Rabbi Shmuel could hold the same, that it was the tummy that was brought before Matan Torah, not an olos re'iyah. Dav Zayin, so the Simmer Dav Zayin is guns. So here goes. The man who was stopped by armed guards, guns, that means we're on Dav Zayin. The man who was stopped by armed guards while on his way to bring another olos re'iyah, which reminds us, there's a malchus by Yochanan Reish Lakish regarding the meaning of Harayon ein lo shi'ur. Rabbi Yochanan says Harayon refers to Rias Panim ba'azara, appearing in the Azara, and Reish Lakish says it means Rias Panim ba'carbon, appearing in the Azara with a carbon. They disagree only regards to bringing olos re'iyah on the days after the first day. Rabbi Yochanan says when the Mishnah listed mitzvahs that have no shi'ur, it meant Rias Panim ba'azara, the ein lo shi'ur. It's the appearance in the Azara that has no shi'ur. Hal carbon, yesh la shi'ur, but bringing the carbon does have a shi'ur, meaning that one is only permitted to bring one olos re'iyah, and if he brought more than that, he'd be over on Bal Tosif. Reish Lakish says the afil carbon nami in lo shi'ur, that even the carbon has no shi'ur, and one may bring an olos re'iyah every time he enters the Azara. So the man who was stopped by armed guards while on his way to bring another olos re'iyah assured them that his carbon was an ola and not a chattis nor an ashim, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan challenged Reish Lakish, who holds that one may bring a carbon each time he appears in the base of Mikdash from the pasuk Hokirago come in base re'echo, let your foot be rare in your beloved's house, referring to the base of Mikdash. The Gemara answers Hasim b'chatos v'ashamos. The pasuk there is referring to chattis and ashim offerings, which are brought by one who has sinned. So the man who was stopped by armed guards while on his way to bring another olos re'iyah assured them that his carbon was an ola and not a chattis nor an ashim, and showed them his receipt to prove that he paid for it from Ruin. Which reminds us, the Gemara said that the Mishnah implied that the olos re'iyah may be brought in Yantav from Meister Sheni, which is a problem because the olos re'iyah is a davar shebechova, a mandatory carbon. Makol davar shebechova ainu ba el min Ruin, and any mandatory carbon doesn't come except from Ruin. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah is chasur michsura, and this is what it's actually saying: olos nedarim nedavos b'moed baos b'yom tov ainu baos. Olos that are nedarim and nedavos are brought in a chol mod, but not in Yantav, and the olos re'iyah is brought even on Yantav, and when it's brought only from Chulin, and the Shalmei Simcha may come from Meiser, and the Chagiga, the first Yantav of Pesach, Beis Shammai say it comes from Chulin, and Beis Hillel say it may come from Meiser. Dav Ches, so the Simmer Dav Ches is a challah. So here goes. The wealthy baker, challah, that must be more on Dav Ches. The wealthy baker who used some Meiser Sheni monies together with his Chulin to buy 10 Shalmei Chagigas, which reminds the Bryson Dav Zanam Beis Day, the Beis Hillel said that the Shalmei Chagiga may come from Meiser Sheni. The Gemara asks how this is so. Davar Shebechova, who called Davar Shebechova, ain't a Baal min Chulin. It's a mandatory offering, and any mandatory offering can only come from Chulin. We'll answer the Beis Hillel referring to Tofa, where one supplements the money used to buy the Shalmei Chagiga with some Meiser Sheni money. There's some Al Gogas Amarayim regarding how one supplements. Chizkiah says, Tovim behema ubehema, we may supplement an animal brought from Chun with another animal brought from Maaser Sheni, but not with monies from Maaser Sheni. Chizkiah says, Tovim behema ubehema, we may supplement an animal brought from Chun with another animal brought from Maaser Sheni. But Yochanan says, Tovim maos lamos, vein Tovim behema ubehema. We supplement monies with monies, but not animals with animals. Since each animal is a chagiga, it should have some Chun monies mixed in with it. So the wealthy baker used some Maaser Sheni monies together with his Chun to buy 10 shalmei chagigas and baked a lot of challah to be eaten with all the meat of Nedarim and Nedavos he was going to rejoice with over the Chag, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice, the Pasuk states, V'samachta b'chagecha l'rabos kol minei smachos l'simcha. You shall rejoice on your Chag to include all kinds of rejoicing with the mitzvah of having simcha on the Chag. Yisraelim can fulfill their chiyuv with the meat of Nedarim, Nedavos, and Ma'is Mehema, and go on with the meat of Achatas, Ashim Bechor, and Chaz of Ashok. One might have thought that one could also fulfill their chiyuv with birds and menachos, the Torah therefore states, V'samachta b'chagecha, you shall rejoice on your Chag, Chagiga Bamehem, from that which the Chagiga can be brought. So the wealthy baker used some Maaser Sheni monies together with his chulin to buy 10 shalmei chagigas and baked a lot of challah to be eaten with all the meat of Nedarim and Nedavos he was going to rejoice with over the Chag, was only able to offer 5 chagigas on the first day of Yantav. Which reminds us, Ula said in the name of Rish Lakish, if one designated 10 animals for his shalmei chagiga and he offered 5 of them on the first day of Yantav, he may go back and offer the remaining 5 on the second day of the Chag. Where Yochanan says, Kevin Shapasak Shuvenu Makrib. Once he stopped bringing the animals, he may not bring them anymore, meaning they may not be brought. As Chagigas, Rabbi Abba said, there's no machlokas. When Rabbi Yochanan said he may not bring them on the second day, he was referring to a case where he didn't specify that they would be offered on the first day. Now, this would be problematic, since perhaps he didn't have them in mind initially as Chagigas, and he's assigned to bring a Chagiga on the second day. He would then be over on Bal Tosif, adding on to a mitzvah. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Maseches. Number 1. Which daf do we learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu recounts every conversation a person ever had? That's on daf. Hey, good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that the pasuk Hoker Ragocha Mabes Re'echa, let your foot be rare in your beloved's house, is referring to Chatos V'Hashamos, not Olos and Shlamim? That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have a machos from Yochanan Rav Hoshea on the meaning of Tashlumim, whether it's Tashlumim L'Rishon or Tashlumim Zelazeh? That's on daf. Test. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have a machos Beisham Beisil regarding the minimum shear for the Olos Re'iyah and Chagiga? That's on daf. Bav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have a machos from Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether Harayon Enlo Shear is referring to Rias Panim Bazora or Rias Panim Bakarban? That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that one cannot compare one who reviews his learning 101 times to one who only reviews 100 times? That's on daf. Test. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that Malchus Mavus can take someone before his time? That's on daf. Hey. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that Yisroel can fulfill their chiyuv of Simcha on the Chag with Nedarim and Nedavos and Kohanim with the meat of Achatas, Ashem, Bechor, and Chaz of Ashok? That's on daf. Ches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have a machlokes regarding how a Shalmei Chagiga can be supplemented from Maaser Sheni? Chizkiah says it's with behemas, and Yochanan holds with monies. That's on daf. Ches. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that one is not chayiv to be mechanech a lame or blind son in the mitzvah of re'iyah, since an adult in the same matzav would not be chayiv? That's on daf. Vav. Great. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn that a sukkah 10 tefachim high with hutzing dangling within it is a dira serucha? That's on daf. Dalad and sukkah. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have a 5-way malchus regarding how many regalim one must pass to be chayiv in Baal Ta'achir? That's on daf. Dalad and Rosh Hashanah. Good. And number 3. Which daf do we have the story of Nachum Ish Gamzu and the miraculous dirt? That's on daf. Chaf Alephantinus. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Golden Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.